going to skip to Kina Lamed Aleph. In 1492, when the Jews were exiled from Spain, it was on Tisha B'Av itself, the Abarbanel Paskin, that they could play music, live music, during this exile. Why? What was the explanation? We know we typically, on Tisha B'Av, we don't listen to any kind of music. Of all times they're being exiled, why is it that they were matir this ability to play music? It was joyous music during this time. I've seen several people explain. It was a reminder that there's galus and there's galus. And as long as we're in galus, it doesn't really matter if we're being exiled from one country to another, one city to another. That's all part of what it is to be in galus. And we can fall into traps of how wonderful life is, how well we're treated by our host countries, how well we're integrated in our host countries, what a beautiful lifestyle we are. But perhaps what the Abarbanel was trying to illustrate was that there's only a certain amount of sadness one should feel if they're being kicked out of one country in which we were in galus and are still in galus. And the Kina points it out so clearly, in such a black and white fashion. There's Betesi Mitzrayim. When we left Mitzrayim, we were on our way, that was Geula, that was going into Eretz Yisrael. And then there's only one other way, and that's Betesi Yerushalayim, being kicked out of Yerushalayim. Everything else is one journey after the other. And it's a reminder of the fact that, again, life can seem to be beautiful, but if we actually pull back the curtain and ask ourselves the statistics of what intermarriage looks like, what it's like for people going off the derech, they're staggering numbers, they're depressing numbers. It's a reminder that this is not the ultimate. This is not geula. This is not what we yearn for, is to have so many people going off the derech. We're seeing a rise in anti-Semitic acts that probably we haven't seen in generations, aside from the Holocaust. I can't imagine when the last time we've seen Jews be treated this way, again, despite the successes that we've seen. A reminder that we're in galus. Ray Lightstone referenced before a war in Israel in which we can daven that we won't suffer any loss of life, any casualties. But the reality is, it's a grim reminder that even in Israel it's galus. We're not yet with the Beis HaMikdash. It's not yet B'tzeisi Mimitzrayim that we've rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, went to a funeral this past Friday of a young woman in her 30s, passed away from cancer, leaving three children behind. It's not galus. It's galus. It's not geula. It's not yet returning to Yerushalayim. And this kina is a reminder, as we sing together, we yearn together, not just for a better life, but for a life of geula, a life of mitzesi, Mimitzrayim Betzesi, from each of the countries we find ourselves, or return to Yerushalayim.